Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Couple of new songs out last night. Already getting hit up a lot on Twitter, obviously, from the BTS Army as they have released a new song, a new album, and a new video for their Yet to Come. A mix of Korean and English.
Oh, dang. I thought, oh, wow. They did an English song I can sing along to. Nope.
It's a mix. Yeah. Yeah. So that is up at WDJX.com. And then Halsey, who had gotten into like a little bit of a online battle with her record label about releasing this song, So Good, obviously resolved it because it was released last night. So a little bit more poppy feel from Halsey there from her last album and project.
Apparently she made a viral enough video for them to release it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was their stipulation. They're right. Like, listen, go viral first.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So yeah, you can see both those. By the way, her video for that is premiering at noon today, but WDJX.com, click watch. All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to this hour. Feel goods. Some more of your worst accidental text messages to get to as well. So those are always exciting, right?
Oh, it's such a great conversation.
It's such an awkward and great conversation.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah. It's Meg Thee Stallion, Dua Lipa. Of course, Jurassic Park started back in the 90s with the original. Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, they were all in the original. They are back for Jurassic World Dominion.
Yeah, it looks good.
Along with Chris Pratt. So, you know, he, of course, has been a part of the newer franchise.
The last three movies.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you kids?
Mm. Amazing. Grown. It's shocking. They're both in college. Can you believe that?
Yeah, so the characters, Laura Dern's character and Sam Neill's character kind of catching up, reconnecting after so many years of both of them being single again. So we'll have to see what happens there. Which in the original, didn't they have a romantic?
I can't remember what their relationship was in that one.
Connection. And we found out later only because of Laura Dern on a podcast that she was like 21 during the shooting and Sam Neill was like in his 40s.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, there was a big age gap there between the two. But yeah, I mean, that's the biggest movie out this weekend. I don't know. I mean, I think that'll probably knock off Top Gun. Yeah, you think?
It's got a shot. Yeah.
I think if
Top Gun's wildly popular still, though.
Yeah, but we're into its third week.
That one's
so
a big blockbuster, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I would think that Jurassic World will probably be number one over the weekend at the box office, beating Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick. So.
Well, and Chris Pratt does a really good job on his Instagram, like promoting this too.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty cute with the way he shows you kind of behind the scenes stuff, that kind of stuff. So if you like seeing that, then follow his handle is Pratt, Pratt, Pratt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, and by the way, there is a new Netflix Adam Sandler movie for those of you who love Adam Sandler Netflix movies called Hustle. So that's going to be out this weekend as well with Queen Latifah. And,
that looks pretty good, too.
Robert Duvall. Yeah, I mean, listen, Adam Sandler made a huge deal with Netflix. So you're going to see some Adam Sandler
Lots
Netflix.
Lots of Adam, yes.
Yeah, projects well, coming out.
And he's been doing the circuit promoting that. And he had to tell this story in so many different interviews I've seen so far. Because he showed up with like a shiner on his eye. And then he had to explain like, he's like,
how he got it.
We got to talk about this, right? So he said that he was laying in his bed. And somebody had tucked it in a little too tight, like down by the feet. And so he was kind of like trying to get his feet loose in the middle of the night. And his phone, I guess, was on his feet. And he kicked the phone up and the phone hit him in the face. And so then he was bleeding But he's like, I'm too tired. I got to sleep. I'm going to deal with that later. Gets up. And then he's like, whoa.
He's got a big shiner. Yeah.
Yeah. Before his interviews.
We have all felt that pain of, you know, maybe you're laying in bed or you're laying on the couch and you're looking at your scrolling, you're thumbing through your phone there and you accidentally drop it on your face.
Oh, gosh.
It is the worst.
It does. It hurts. On your face.
It hurts. All right. Coming up next. Those text messages that once you hit send, you just wish you could go back a second and relook at who you were sending it to.
Yes, whether it's, you know, the wrong person, whether it's, you know, just pictures.
Yeah, so, you know, Apple has released a new update coming this fall for iMessage where you can actually edit texts that you have sent, which... could.
As long as they haven't seen it,
yeah,
read it.
Yeah, which could just make this a thing of the past. So in honor of that, some of the most awkward and wild accidental text messages you've ever received.
DJ X.
We open up a can of worms with these worst text messages you've ever sent or received accidentally.
And there have been so many.
Like Susan, who messaged us and said a while ago, some friends and I were... talking about taking a trip, but had no room in the car for everyone. I said to a friend of mine, well, I can just sit in your lap, but it auto-corrected.
No, that was not the word that it sent.
It auto-corrected to the SH word.
Uh-huh.
And my friend was like, what? Oh, don't worry. I'll just in your lap.
Why does the phone do that? Sit is obviously the better word to pick, but the phone picks the worst word.
Oh, my gosh. It is too much.
Courtney said, when I was young and dumb, emphasis on the dumb part, I thought Instagram was a photo editing app. I didn't realize I was posting pictures on the internet. It was months before I was told by a friend.
Oh, my gosh.
OMG. And she put quotes around pictures so we know what kind of pictures.
Yeah, she was editing. Posting some naughty photos, I bet. Yeah. All right, so Sonia, what happened to you? The worst accidental text message you've ever sent or received?
My old boss, which I didn't end up getting fired, but I was texting my husband. I was meant to text my husband that my boss was being a son of a beep, a beep, beep, beep. Mm-hmm. And the only reason he hired some young ladies that he had hired is because he wanted to beep, 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 beep.
No.
I'm just waiting for you to say it.
All right. You know, my boss was like, Sonia, can you come to the office?
You sent it to your boss.
Yes. Needless to say, Sonia got a write-up. And Sonia had to explain to the boss why she thought the boss wanted to beep a beep beep with the other women. And we got some things worked out. And yeah.
Thank you, Sonia. Oh my gosh.
She did get fired. That's great.
I know, that is great.
But how awkward is it for how long after that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much time has to pass before you forget that?
Yeah, especially if you have a boss who obviously was forgiving enough to not fire her on the moment.
Oh my gosh.
That's
but
good.
That would take me a lifetime to get over. A lifetime.
Let me just pass along one that we just got. And again, I'm going to have to change a word, okay?
Okay.
So think of all the words that rhyme with sick, okay?
Uh-huh.
Especially words that begin with the letter D. So this text reads, I texted my dad in high school and meant to say, I got sick yesterday.
Oh, no, no.
But
no,
instead
no.
sent, no, I got no. blank yesterday.
No.
My dad responded and said, well, that's not something you should tell your dad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a trooper.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh. That's just so awful.
All right. Giselle, tell your story.
Oh, man, this is a really bad one. I was a therapist on an inpatient unit.
Mm-hmm.
There was a client that after he got off of the unit and stuff, he actually ended up being my neighbor, and which was really awkward because, you know, you can't have client contact. And it was one Tuesday, and I had just checked in with him. I was like, how's it going? You know, he had had a problem with alcohol, and I was like, how's it going? He was like, oh, I'm doing well. And then I got off the phone with him, and I was going to text. It was a Tuesday, so I was going to text my husband a picture.
Because obviously.
And wow. so then what I...
Kelly, take notes. Take notes.
No, I'm not. There, you will never find me taking those pictures.
Take notes. Go ahead.
So I didn't look. I actually did a picture without my face in it, like just my... Because I'm like, you know, he knows my...
Right.
So I didn't look at who I sent it to, and I just sent it off. And then... My client, like, texted me back, and he was like, I don't think you meant to send this to me. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
How do you recover?
The next thing I did was call my husband. Mm-hmm. I'm like, babe, listen, you know, because, like, there are neighbors. And so I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's right.
And this was like, three or four years ago. And every now and then... the client who's like not a client anymore, he's doing well and stuff, you know, he's he lives in a different state and everything. Every now and then on a Tuesday, he'll just be like, hey, how's it going?
Oh my gosh. Hey, you care to send another one of them pics my way?
Oh my gosh. My husband's the best. We just laughed. He was just like, I can't believe you did that.
Giselle, I love this story. Thank you for being so candid. And
wait, here's a question. We all are wondering, do you still send pictures like that to him?
Oh, to my husband, yes, but not to the patient.
Absolutely you do. That's right. How many years you been married, Giselle?
Let's see, 11 years.
See, 11 there you years. Go. There you go.
Keep the flame burning.
I love it. All right. Hey, thank you so much for the story.
Yeah. All right.
And Bethany, she's like, listen, I've done this before. She texts in and she's like, if you're sending those pics, you always check the recipient.
Check and recheck and check and recheck and check and recheck before you send.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, if Kelly were to wind up featured in one of our Setting the Bar stories, it would be for this one coming up.
Okay. If Kelly were a criminal.
I mean, if Kelly were to choose different life, you know, choices,
uh-huh.
make different life choices.
I could go down a different path.
Yeah, this would probably be what it would be. All right.
All right.
All right. So that's coming up here in about 10 minutes in the bar story. Kelly K starring in our own Setting the Bar story.
Well, not yet, but maybe.
It's 99.7 DJX. Kelly, what is a Setting the Bar story, by the way?
Well, it's an example of what not to do. Or an unfortunate situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. But
apparently, this could be my life story.
It could be. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting yourself trapped in a vat of chocolate, you're doing okay.
No, 100%. That would be me. I would do that.
I mean, this would have been tragic, but... albeit delicious, way to pass away.
Oh.
But
nobody did, right?
Nobody did. Everybody's safe.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No.
They're just like, listen, that looks delicious. Always wanted to swim in chocolate. Here's my chance.
Well, we don't do deathy stories here on the Setting the Bar story, but a couple workers at the M&M factory there in Pennsylvania had to be rescued after they got trapped in a huge vat of chocolate and literally couldn't get out.
How in the world did that happen? Did someone just slip and fall? They had to have just slipped and fell, right?
Please, don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. You're contaminating my entire river. Please, I beg you, Augustus. My chocolate.
This is how I imagined it went.
My chocolate.
Yes.
Help. My beautiful chocolate.
Don't just stand there. Do something.
Help. Please.
That, of course, from... Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but I
have to think that working at the M&M Factory has to be exactly like working at Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right?
Yeah, so apparently the chocolate was only about waist, maybe chest high, which was lucky for them. Otherwise, they literally could have drowned, but they weren't hurt, but they literally couldn't get out of the chocolate vat and taken to the hospital. Sounds like they're going to be okay, and no word whether or not it actually ruined the batch of chocolate that they fell in, or if there are any ways to, like, I don't know, disinfect or decontaminate the chocolate. So
they may have, I'm guessing they had to just toss that out.
Well, here's my question then, Kelly. Do you, if you're the manager there at M&M Factory in Pennsylvania, slap a manager's special contaminated chocolate 50% off sticker on that sucker.
We call that swimming chocolate.
Swimming chocolate. Yeah. And as a connoisseur, lover of chocolate, are you buying it, Kelly?
See, typically I wouldn't hesitate, but because normally there's some sort of protected wrapper around the contaminated stuff that we're normally contemplating the manager's special sticker for. There wasn't any protective coating, I'm guessing, with the person swimming in the chocolate, right?
Well, unless you count their clothing as protective covering. I know.
I don't know.
Kelly's wrestling with this, but again,
This is a tough one.
Again, if Kelly were to wind up in a Setting the Bar story, this would have been the one she would have wound up in.
100%. It does sound a little like a life goal. Honestly, if this gig doesn't work out, I want to go work there.
All right.
The M&M factory. I mean, there's got to be some amazing perks there, right?
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting yourself trapped in a vat of chocolate, Kelly, you're doing okay.
Yeah. Listen, if we're talking about someone like stuffing packages of M&Ms in their pants or something, I'll buy those. Slap a manager special, I'm going to buy those. I'm not sure if I can buy the swimming chocolate, though.
All right. That's Setting the Bar on 99.7 EJX. I got to be honest, I don't really think about this a whole lot. And it's not even that I am married and I'm not online dating. I'm just talking in general. But this former detective went viral on TikTok for sharing a tip that could literally keep you safe while you're online dating.
Wow.
And all it is referring to is like sending a selfie or sending a quick pic to a person that you're learning about, you're meeting, you're like online dating. Here's how he explains.
If you're online dating, you send photos to a stranger. You just sent them where you were.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's saying posting and sending photos can reveal a lot of personal information, like your home address and all that. So
is there like metadata on the pictures?
Yes, on every photo you take, most phones have a setting where it will store location data. And so when you send that photo, it will tell if you know how to get in and view the metadata for a photo, it'll show you where it was taken. So here's his hack for it.
So if you're standing on your porch when you took the photo, that could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
A screenshot doesn't have that information. Take a screenshot of the photo, send the screenshot.
Yeah, so... So all you need to do, if you're wanting to like send a quick pic to someone that you're maybe interested in or you're dating or, you know, you want to send a Mansky photo or whatever.
Stop. You're not doing that at the beginning.
You take the photo, but then you take a screenshot of that photo and send the screenshot instead.
That's really simple and genius and never thought about that in a million years.
Yeah. And actually something that... even if you're not online dating, maybe is a great hack to keep you safe as well. That, you know, even just posting, you know, photos and things like that could potentially, or sending photos to people via text message or whatever could potentially, you know, put you in danger. A little hack there to keep you safe.
That is so important. Very simple, but so important. And you just don't think, you take pictures all the time, post them up on social media, had no idea you're kind of like putting a bunch of other information up there. Are there any settings in the phone that you can change so that you don't put that kind of metadata on it?
Yeah, most phones you can actually turn off that location. Setting. But but a lot of people just don't think about it. And so you could go to your phone settings right now and change it so it doesn't store location data with your photos.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that because I don't think anybody really needs to know where that photo was taken.
Yeah, there you go. Kelly K.
So, you know, you've run a marathon.
I have.
You know how tough it is.
I
when
do.
All you're doing is just running.
Yes.
Well, Lucas McEnany, he crossed the finish line of the Buffalo Marathon while pushing his sleeping toddler in a stroller, and he won.
That's just dumb.
he's 35. This isn't his first rodeo. He's been a longtime competitive runner, but he just started running with his infant son, Sutton, in 2019. And get this, this is so relatable to any parent. The reason he started doing this is to get his son to take better naps.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I would, you know, a lot of people would put the kid in the car and right. drive around the neighborhood to try to get him to nap. You know, same thing with putting him in the stroller going for a run. So when the pandemic hit, though, he decided to kind of kick up the training a little bit, decided sure. to try and break the Guinness World Record for the fastest time running a marathon while pushing a stroller. And the Buffalo Marathon actually made an exception to the rules to allow him to push Sutton in that race.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say most major races like that don't allow you to do that.
Yeah. Well, they believed he could do it. So they said, all right, you can do that. And he said Sutton's never spoken more during a run than he did during the Buffalo Marathon. And he says, I've never talked more in the middle of a marathon. So, you know, Sutton's pointing out all the ambulances,
right.
the police cars, and the statues as they run by. And, oh, can we stop at that playground, Daddy? You know, the whole time. He said it was the most fun 2.5 hours. And Sutton wore a helmet, and he even got a medal, too.
I mean, and kudos to that kid because 2.5 hours sitting still and being like trapped in a stroller. My gosh.
Yes. Well, he was asleep when they crossed the finish line.
Oh, okay. So
he did get that nap in too. Right. Now, he missed breaking the record by about 2 minutes, but he did come in first. And yeah, like I said, Sutton snoozing.
Good deal.
For the big win. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's coming up here in about 12. As her new husband ruined their honeymoon to Hawaii. We'll get to that group therapy coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX. Speaking of ruining a new marriage, Jason Alexander. Of course, you're like, man, that name sounds familiar. Remember, he was the dude that was married to Britney Spears for 55 hours?
Oh, yes. Her first ex-husband.
Yeah, it was like 55 hours. It was a spur-of-the-moment Vegas wedding, like, gosh, 18 years ago.
Yeah, she was talking about it in one interview. She was just like, you know what? It was just like, I felt like having a crazy moment, and I just wanted to know what it felt like to be married. And so I was with a good friend, and so we did.
Yeah, so he crashed her wedding. She got married to Sam.
Yep.
And legit, like, tried to crash her wedding, and like, Britney Spears' security had to get involved. And there's this audio here.
Britney Spears invited me here. She's my first wife, my only wife. I'm her first husband. I'm here to crash the wedding because nobody's here but Sam.
Okay, wait. First of all, if you're trying to get in the wedding and you say, I'm here to crash the wedding, that ain't going to help.
That automatically just negates your whole I was invited.
Right. That ain't going to help.
Sam, yeah. So where's the family and there's Kate right there.
Yeah, so it's unclear actually, like, why he decided.
He was live streaming.
Yeah.
And so you kind of see him walking through. And so listen, the ceremony was obviously, it was very small, but they had it at the house, a big tent and all that kind of stuff. Most of her family was not invited. You probably could guess because they have not been getting along since the conservatorship drama, but her brother Brian was there. And just, you know, small little, it looked beautiful. It was all gorgeous set up. And then she has to have a wild card like Jason Alexander show up at her house.
Right.
It's like, I feel so bad because I just feel like drama just follows naturally her. Surrounds her.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that she didn't know any of that went on, you know, when she's, you know, getting caught up in getting married. Hopefully, she wasn't aware of any of that and that the rest of it was drama-free for her because bless her heart.
Yeah, and it's like some people just attract drama.
Yeah, she's one of them.
She is one of them.
Yeah.
So we've got more on that up at WDJX.com if you want to take a look. But yeah, speaking of drama, speaking of weddings, maybe honeymoon. I mean, I from all we know, Audrey's wedding to her now husband went off without a hitch.
Yeah, but things kind of didn't go as she was hoping on her honeymoon, and she's kind of still mad about it.
Right.
Right, but
when you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Audrey wrote to us. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I hope you can help me. I just got back from my honeymoon, and I'm really frustrated. I was expecting the most romantic trip of my life. Neither one of us had ever been to Hawaii. We had a great room, stunning view of the ocean, some amazing sunsets. It should have been a week filled with romantic memories.
Man, that does sound nice.
Well, my husband, who is normally pretty considerate, ruined the entire week.
Oh.
He brought his laptop for work emergencies only, which were his own words.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spent a ton of time on his laptop while we should have been spending quality time together. But the thing that really had me upset was when I caught him doing his stupid fantasy baseball crap.
Mm.
I was really hurt by that. Now, if he had to work, I would respect that. I understand it's a tough economy, that a lot of people are working extra hours, but fantasy baseball? Seriously? When I was obviously upset.
Uh-huh.
He gave me his Amex card and told me to go to the hotel spa for a couple of hours.
Ooh.
Why would I want to go to the spa by myself when I'm on my honeymoon?
Yeah.
It was all geared toward couples.
Right.
So I stormed out of the room, didn't talk for 2 days. We eventually made up, but I'm still really, really mad at him. Like, I feel like we can't get that back. How do I get over this resentment that's building towards him?
Man, that is a tough spot to start your life together.
It is. And the honeymoon is like a very special trip that, yeah, I feel like you do get one shot at. Not saying that they can't have a redo or go try to have another romantic vacation where he can pay more attention to her in the way that she was expecting, but man.
Not right away.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm assuming not right away unless they're made of money.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that trip is not cheap.
Right. I was going to say, those honeymoons, typically you blow it out because then after the honeymoon, it's like then life begins and then you get caught up. And then all of a sudden, maybe, you know, maybe kids then come into the equation and you go, don't get another experience like that.
Exactly. I mean, I think 100% they do need to try to have a redo at some point. But, you know,
if they get to that some point, I mean, it sounds like
be a little bit and she's going to have more time to stew.
Yeah, it sounds like she's pretty upset. And look, as a guy, I can't say that I've ever done the whole here's my credit card, buy something nice for yourself to try to smooth things over. But that I don't feel like in the moment is ever going to. It's almost like patting her on the head and saying, OK, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go do something fun. Go do something fun for you. Daddy's playing his fantasy baseball. Go do something fun.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Like, yeah, the fantasy baseball on the honeymoon. Come on now. Come on now. She was probably assuming he understood honeymoons are supposed to be about you as a couple starting your life together.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, romance. And Caitlin pointed out some advice from someone who is married for the third time.
Okay.
Don't expect your spouse to read your mind.
Ah.
You need to learn how to be open and how to communicate about expectations. If you think he's going to pick up on every single hint, you're going to be left feeling like this after every big moment while you're married. For now, you can't undo the past. Express how he made you feel, learn, and move on.
This is what I want to hear. I want to hear from people like almost like I survived the honeymoon. Where your honeymoon was a complete disaster.
Right.
And you got home from your honeymoon and you were not speaking to your new spouse.
Yeah, that did not meet expectations.
But you survived it. And you have been married ever since and things have gotten better. So I want to hear those stories. 502-571-9970. Because maybe those stories can help Audrey know that there's light at the end of this tunnel.
Yes, and just help her get over the hump of just still being mad. They've had the fight. He knows how she feels about it.
Yep.
But she's just like, just still doesn't feel good about it. I mean, she's still let down. So how do you get over those feelings?
Yeah. All right. So your stories and more coming up with your group therapy, 9970JX. So Audrey's new husband ruined their honeymoon trip to Hawaii by working on his laptop, playing fantasy baseball the entire time. She's not really sure how to get over her resentment towards him that's been growing ever since they got back. It's 997DJX. All right, so I asked for horrible honeymoon stories that legit you're still married. I've got three to share here in just a sec, all right?
Okay, oh, this should make her feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Laura comments on Facebook, look, it's important to have hobbies, but it's also important to talk about expectations. Could it be that you had different versions of how you wanted this to play out? Most likely. So have an open and honest conversation about it. Tell him exactly how you feel and then listen to him.
Yeah, Sonya's all like, oh, heck, that's a game changer with that card. I would have taken that and enjoyed my time by myself, husband or not. Hawaii's beautiful, so I would have gone and explored it myself. Drinks all day and night with his Amex card.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy to say, but in the moment, it's like you want to spend time with maybe your husband. And you know what? I agree with a lot of people that are like, okay, you had expectations of one thing. He maybe thought of it as a vacation and a time to do things maybe he doesn't normally get to do. Maybe he doesn't normally get to do fantasy baseball.
Sure. But I think maybe after, say, the first day where you've noticed he's been a little preoccupied and not giving that you want, you address it then so that he knows, like, and has time to fix it during the honeymoon.
Yeah.
And it sounds like maybe she just let the whole week play out and then was let down.
Yeah, I mean, Elizabeth says, I can't believe how easy it is to feel miserable in paradise. My first honeymoon was in Hawaii. Had a couple of disappointing days in our 14 days there. We got divorced 6 years later.
I mean,
she just said, you guys can move past this, all right, and lead to a happy marriage. So good luck. I survived the honeymoon. I got three stories. The third story is absolutely bonkers, all right?
It's bad for them, but it's fun for us.
First one got a message. We went to Jamaica, stayed at an all-inclusive resort. First day we got there, hubby ate something I did not eat. He got sick for the entire trip.
Oh, no.
Other people got sick, too. I later learned they brought in the health officials trying to determine what made him sick. It turns out they served unripened fruit. Can't remember the name, but they offered us a few free days there if we came back.
You're kidding. Fruit made everybody sick?
Yep. They ruined our first trip out of the United States. So.
Oh, wow. Well, see, that's through no fault of their own.
Yeah, exactly. Caitlin message, my sister and brother-in-law went to Chicago, got sick with a fever, car broke down. Then my grandma died unexpectedly halfway through the week. Poor girl was sick, far away from anything familiar and devastated. They ended up cutting the trip and coming home early so they could recuperate a bit before the funeral.
Oh, no. Jeez. That is tragic. So maybe in comparing her situation to these, not that bad.
All right. You ready for the bonkers story?
Okay. Let's go. Let's get bonkers.
I'm going to say PG-13 on this one.
Okay.
Got a message from a listener. My dad and his first wife had a nice honeymoon at some fancy resort. Apparently, 5 years later, on their anniversary, they went back to rekindle the romance, booked the same room. So they decided they're going to request some naughty VHS tapes. This was back in the day.
Okay.
To get them in the mood. Popped one in. As they're watching it, they couldn't help but feel that the room was a bit familiar. Unbelievably, it was the very room on the VHS tape that they were in, albeit decorated differently. And it didn't take long for them to realize that the people in the tape were actually them.
What?
And the whole video was filmed by a hidden camera.
Oh my gosh.
Lawsuit. People were fired. Unfortunately for our listener and his trust fund, there wasn't any major payout.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What a horrific invasion of privacy.
Right?
So wait, like this resort had its own little library of, hey, if you'd like some romantic inspiration,
watch some of our guests
these movies, and they were homemade.
Yeah, watch some of our guests having fun on these beds.
Oh my gosh. Oh, how horrific. Oh, how horrific. I couldn't even imagine the realization on their faces when they're like,
hang on.
Is that
your butt?
my God.
That's your birthmark, right? Yeah, that is definitely your butt.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I did not see that coming.
So, Audrey, things will get better, all right?
Yes.
Communicate.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, communicate. Look, you're not going to get, I'm just going to tell you now, you're not going to get your trip back. I mean, that.
No. Even if next trip, maybe we set some ground rules, like you shut down the fantasy baseball. Like, listen, no fantasy baseball this trip, this week.
Right.
Nope, shut that down. Now, if there's a work emergency, I will allow it, but with some limitations. Like, listen, you can't take all day. Stuff like that.
All we're saying is this too shall pass. Communicate and, you know, things will get better, all right?
Yes. Yeah, just lay out your expectations better next time, and I think it'll go better.
And good luck. 19970. Go ahead and call in now, and we'll play coming up here just after 8 on... we're playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. First of all, let's say hi to Tommy calling us from PRP. Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Hi there. Tommy's got brown hair, drives a Kia Sorento, has been married for 5 years. Tommy, your honeymoon was okay?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
Okay, great. No major disaster. He didn't play fantasy baseball. It was all good.
No.
Okay, good.
Gatlinburg was good, though.
Yes.
Ah, all right. Very nice. She has a talent of being able to walk on her hands.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
I mean, it's too bad we can't have you, you know, demonstrate that because, you know, it's radio. But we're just going to trust you on that one.
Yeah, yeah. So, Tommy, Kelly, explain what the game's all about.
Okay, so you probably heard this played before. You're going to hear stories, and you have to figure out with each one if it happened when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult.
Okay.
Now, Tommy, I'm assuming you've been both.
Yes.
Okay. Or at least been around both. Yeah.
All right, so here we go. First one, little kid, drunk adult, from our listener, Megan.
I threw ranch dressing on someone.
All right, full on through ranch dressing on someone.
Yeah, it literally could be either or.
Yep.
I know. I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid.
Okay. Just for the sake of argument, I'll say drunk adult.
Kelly's saying drunk adult. Tommy's saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Of course, because you get angry and that's what you throw when you're...
I think it makes it better, doesn't it?
When you're drunk. All right, what happened?
My boyfriend was driving and I was eating... chicken and with ranch dressing, and I decided to throw ranch dressing on him while we were driving home from a night out.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, well, that's going to be messy to clean up later.
A little messy to clean up. All right, you're 0 for 1, Tommy.
All right.
All right, you can come back. You can come back. All right, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
Stripped down to my underwear and went outside and rolled in the mud.
Again, that could be either one.
I know.
Wow.
Oh no. I'm gonna hope it's a little kid.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I am gonna stay positive on this. This sounds like something a little kid would do.
All right, you both say little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Okay, yay!
Yeah. There you go.
My mother came out and said, "What in the world are you doing?" And I said, "Hey, I put on old underwear."
That's right. Listen, at least I put old underwear on.
That's right. Mama was thinking ahead, already dirty.
That's right. All right, Tommy, let's see if you can walk away with a win here. Little kid, drunk adult.
I threw up in a Red Lobster, like in the lobster tank.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Logistically speaking, how did that work? Like, that was the first place he thought to do it?
Little kid, drunk adult.
I'm going to say drunk adult because those tanks are tall.
Oh, yes.
All right.
That's a very good line of thinking. I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, so Tommy's thinking logistically about that.
Yes.
And Kelly is agreeing with her. So you're both saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely right. Drunk at all.
Probably asked not to come back to that restaurant.
Right?
My girlfriend used to be a bartender at Red Lobster, and she'd always hook up the free drinks. And one night, she kind of overserved me, and I ended up vomiting in the lobster tank.
Oh,
and I wasn't able to make it to the bathroom.
Oh.
Oh.
Wonder if the girlfriend still works there.
wonder if she's the girlfriend.
right, exactly.
that's the better question.
That is very, very true. All right. Well, Tommy, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You win. Congrats.
Yay.
Yay. 4 tickets for you. You have any kids?
I do. I have a 3-year-old who loves Paw Patrol.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. All right.
Oh, your sacrifice is going to be appreciated.
Yep, absolutely. Tommy, hang on the line a quick sec. We'll get more information from you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for listening. Hang on.
Oh, I hope she tells everybody she's sitting next to in the row how she won.
That's right.
You know, I'm here for free because I could tell the difference between kids and drunk adults.
It's a talent I have. All right, there you go. Little kid, drunk adult. Congratulations. 99.7 DJX. Hey, curious, does ketchup go bad if on a shelf and not refrigerated? All right, feel good stories.
So there are a bunch of guys just playing flag football there in Jacksonville, Florida, when they happen to see a guy drive into a pond.
Yikes.
And it started sinking fast. So the driver was trapped inside, and you know, a lot of this was caught on video. They were trying to figure out how to get into the vehicle, and finally one of them crawled through the trunk to get to the driver, but the driver was like holding onto the steering wheel and apparently did not want to move.
He said, just set me free and let me go. And we didn't want that. I don't think anybody even knew the guy. We just sprung into action and wanted to get this man to safety.
Dang.
Yeah, the fire department showed up, responded not long after that. It's sounding like maybe he drove in there on purpose.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's saying, let me go.
Yeah. I mean, so the players like wanted to send a message to that person because, you know, they didn't know him, saying, we love you. Come out here. Play with us. We're family. We don't judge. And apparently a relative did reach out to the local news station there and say that he's going to physically recover from the incident. But again, that also alludes to maybe there's some mental things going on there. So hopefully he gets help.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope. All right.
And thank goodness those guys were there, right place, right time, and jumped into action. Didn't even hesitate. You can see their story. We've got it on our website, WDJX.com.
Coming up here in just... Yeah, there's something pretty major. She hasn't told the guy that she's been dating online for a couple months. He's going to find out, I guess, when they meet in person this weekend. So we're going to dive into the DMs and kind of help her out here on 99.7 DJX.
Marley said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been talking to this guy online for a couple of months now. We decided to meet up for the first time in person at a water park this weekend, and I'm kind of freaking out.
Oh.
I haven't had a chance to tell him that I have a prosthetic leg.
Oh.
I lost my leg in a boating accident about a year ago. This is the first guy that I've considered dating since then. I feel lucky to be alive, which is why I got on a dating site to put myself out there again.
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell him about my leg before we go to the park, or should I just kind of whip it out at the park? The way she put that is kind of funny.
Just whip it out of the park.
Just whip it out of the park. Like, hey, let the discovery happen organically. I've never had to discuss this with anyone before, and I'm really nervous about it.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. So I was going to say, you know, if she's just meeting him someplace like at a restaurant, maybe it's not as obvious, but...
Water park, yeah, you're going to see that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, definitely.
Man, well, Marley, I mean, thank you so much for reaching out. It sounds like you've had quite a battle there in your past.
Ordeal, yeah.
And you have come to terms with it mentally and emotionally, and you've put yourself out there, and that's good. Good for you. I mean,
yes, 100%. And I think that's exactly what you tell him. And I think, yeah, maybe we give him a heads up on this.
Yeah, because that's different than like, you know, I've got a birthmark on my cheek.
I mean,
that's something obviously physical that she can't change. And
no, but there is a story behind it. And I think, you know, the story behind it is really is a plus in her corner with how she's viewing it.
Oh,
like her attitude about it and her outlook on it now.
That is a conversation starter.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if she's wanting to talk about it,
it shows her strength. And she says, you know, I feel lucky to be alive. And I think she's at a point now where she's kind of wearing it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And like, look, I got through this thing. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still embracing life.
Yeah. Yeah. Jen messages us and says, you could just say simply, hey, just a heads up. I was in an accident last year and have a prosthetic leg, just so you aren't surprised when you see me.
Yeah. I think it really doesn't need to be any, you know, just put it out there. And then if he asks more about the accident,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're comfortable with saying talking it, yeah. about it. Yeah.
Ray messages us and say, put on a pirate bathing suit and have a little fun with it. Arr, this me peg leg.
He's like, I'm crazy. Don't listen to me.
Yeah. You know, really, I think it's how you approach it will help immensely the situation. If you, Marley, are a bit weird about it, then those vibes will be felt by your date. But if you're kind right. of like, if you've accepted it and you're like, hey, this is me, take me or leave me, you know,
right.
and have a little fun with it, maybe, or I don't know. If you're in that position to do that, that could definitely, you know, take the mood to a lighter place.
Yes, but I think this is something that we do give him a heads up about.
Give him a heads up, yeah.
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 Just so that it takes away any possibility of awkwardness happening when he sees it for the first time.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? As a dude who, I don't have a great poker face, that would be something that, like, I wouldn't know. Should I look at that? Like
right.
and my eyes would keep darting down and I'd be like,
and okay. You don't want to unfairly judge right. his reaction.
Right.
Like, you know, automatically place judgment if he reacts mm-hmm. badly or not what you were expecting.
Yeah. So Marley, have a great weekend. Definitely give him a heads up. Just a quick text maybe. And maybe use Jen's suggestion. Just FYI, you know. This is
me.
Yep.
And this is what happened.
This is what happened.
Don't want you to be alarmed.
Right.
It doesn't slow me down. We're going to have a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
And maybe that changes actually the water park thing. And maybe he's like, oh, well, maybe do you want to go to a water park? You know, maybe that changes the situation. Who knows? But regardless, we would love for you to catch up with us on Monday and let us know how it all went.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a great weekend, a good first meeting in person, good first date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, give them the old heads up on that. All right.
You laugh, you lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. The trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where we just sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club and Kelly.
Yeah, shows the trophy. Look at
it. He has been in possession of this trophy now for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she feels more comfortable with me, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, holds a 2-game lead. You laugh, you lose. You ready for jokes? Okay.
I'm ready for jokes. Are you ready for jokes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You guess?
I guess. That's what we got to do in this segment.
Listen, if that's a psychological warfare that you're launching on me, I can handle it.
Noted.
Okay.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. That'd be me.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kelly, what do you call a man that has been married and divorced multiple times?
I don't know.
Lord of the Rings.
Cute.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Someone keeps sending me flowers with the heads cut off.
Oh.
I think I'm being stalked.
Yeah. Want to hear my joke about time travel?
I do.
Nah, never mind. You wouldn't like it anyway. Sorry, I messed that up. Hey, you want to hear my joke about time travel?
Uh-huh.
Never mind. You didn't like it anyway.
That's better. That works out better. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm reading a horror book in Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Something bad is going to happen. I can feel it.
Kelly, I recently bought a toilet brush.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, long story short, I'm switching back to paper.
Ouch. Ouchie.
Gets all the nooks and crannies, though.
Sure does. And crevices. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My friend Jack says he can communicate with vegetables.
Oh.
Jack and the beans talk.
That they do. Kelly, what makes a UPS driver a good comedian?
What makes a UPS driver a good comedian?
He knows a lot about delivery. Waka, 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 waka.
That's great.
Thank you.
By the way, Barbara is calling you out that you're getting your jokes from TikTok. Listen, Barbara, we're not saying we make them up. We're saying we find the best ones that we can.
That's right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Boss told me to have a good day.
Yeah?
So I went home.
All right.
Yep.
Bold move there, Kay.
Yep.
So, I got kicked out of... Oh, I can't do that one yet.
Oh, you can't? Are you going to save it?
Our local pizza guy.
Uh-huh.
I've been arrested for selling drugs, Kelly.
Ooh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I've been a loyal customer for years. Honestly, had no idea he was selling pizzas.
Wow. Wouldn't be surprised if LMPD's knocking at your door later. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What would Wonder Woman and Spider-Man name their business?
What?
Amazon Web Services.
Yes. Yes. You know, I heard there was a 43-year-old man admitted to the hospital.
Ooh.
Yeah, he came in with 9 plastic horses shoved up his rectum.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, he was listed in stable condition.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Glad to hear that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
The recruiter told me that the pay starts at $40,000.
Oh.
But can go up to $80,000 later.
Wow.
So I decided to start later.
Yeah, you want to go for that 80 grand.
Isn't that smart?
Yeah. Kelly, I'm really kind of embarrassed to admit this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got kicked out of Hobby Lobby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was dipping my testicles in glitter. I got pretty nuts while I was there.
I can see why they kicked you out.
Not allowed back.
Banned for life.
Asked me to leave.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Is butt cheeks one word?
I don't know.
Or should I spread them apart?
That's good. So, Kelly, I was breastfed till 3.
That paints a picture.
But enough about my day. How was yours?
It's the face. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
It's another one of my kids found me. What's big, brown, and behind the wall?
What?
Humpty's dump.
All I had to do was hold out. I knew that was going to get you. I knew that was going
to
get you.
I didn't get to it last week. Dang it.
Took your own self out.
I was trying to get through that. I was trying to.
Well, I will take back this trophy. Gladly.
Whatever.
And I would kindly ask Hobby Lobby to please allow me to go back into your store at some point.
They're not letting you back in. Not letting you back in at all. Banned for life. Banned for life.
All right. So you laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. The DJX All Access Summer means you're winning free tickets to things all summer long, every single week. This week, Shenandoah.
That's a great way to start, right?
That's right.
You might be thinking, man, if they're starting there, I mean, is it only downhill from there?
Oh, no.
Oh, nay, nay.
I mean, we have things that we're not even allowed to announce yet because they haven't been announced yet that we are going to be giving. And we're going to be giving flyaways. We're going to be giving driveaways to see shows. So it's going to be fun. It's the DJX All Access Summer. But yeah, brought to you by Interstate Batteries, Shawn Mendes, KFC Yum Center, August. You can win right now at WDJX.com. A real quick stupid fact of the day. You want to do that?
Let's do some learning.
Yeah, you know, we always say learning happens on this show accidentally a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes, like instances like this, it's purposeful.
Okay.
Being in Kentucky, a lot of us already know, Kentucky makes 95% of the bourbon in the world.
Ooh, I knew we made a lot, but 95%? Really? Wow.
Now, purists are going to say, it should be 100% because only real bourbon comes from Kentucky.
Absolutely.
You can't call it bourbon unless it's from Kentucky.
True statement.
I'm kind of in that camp.
The rest are just posers.
Anyways, Kentucky makes 95% of the bourbon in the world, but the official state drink is milk.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What? Milk is our state drink?
You didn't know that?
No. All right, somebody needs to draw up a little petition. I feel like it's only right if we get that changed officially on the books, right? I mean, milk does a body good.
Yeah.
But bourbon
does a body good, too.
That's what we do. Yes.
Yeah, 95% of the world's bourbon is made right here in Kentucky, but the official state drink is milk. So there you go. Stupid fact of the day.
Wow.
Yep.
Accomplishing another.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Now, typically, you should try not to project your crime that you're planning on doing before you actually commit that crime, right?
Okay.
I mean,
like, I intend to go steal a car today. That's not something we put out on social media?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a hardened criminal. I don't know the real rules of the trade, the profession, if you will. But it's that seems like an obvious one, right?
Yeah, I would think.
All right. So this is a segment that we do called Setting the Bar, where Kelly, explain what those are.
It's an example of what not to do.
There you go. So if you can manage to make it through the day without rapping about robbing ATMs when you're planning on robbing ATMs, you're doing okay.
Is this life imitating art or art imitating life?
Which came first? Life imitating art. This Houston-based rapper has a song about crossing state lines and robbing ATMs.
Getting this money, we just praying that we make it home.
Yeah. And so he legit got arrested in Tennessee for doing what?
Robbing an ATM.
So then,
is the name of a song "Robbing ATMs"?
It's "Make It Home." That's the name of the song.
Oh, "Make It Home."
Yeah. So
after we rob the ATMs, in parentheses.
Right. So the president of the Houston Police Officers Union, Douglas, talks about this arrest.
If you're gonna rap about it and turn around and be about it and you get caught, that's on you. You shouldn't do stupid crap. And you definitely shouldn't violate the law and talk. They want to glorify the fact that they're criminals. Mm-hmm. That saddens me because we have all these kids watching this, and these kids look up to them. Yeah. It's dumb.
Yes.
These guys are dumb. They deserve to be tossed under the jail just for being dumb.
Yes.
They deserve it.
Absolutely. Kids don't do that. It's like, yeah, he's absolutely right with this point that he makes. There's a lot of kids look up to rappers and artists and their favorite celebrities. Don't make bad choices.
Yeah, so you should be arrested for just being dumb. I mean, in addition to committing your crime. So
maybe he thought he needed to actually rob ATMs to add some like credibility.
Yeah, you're right.
To
maybe
him as a rapper.
Maybe he released this song and realized, you know what? I'm posing right now. I haven't done
I gotta make
of that.
This legit.
I
gotta be about this life.
I mean, the song dropped before I was planning on actually doing it, so oof, all right. Gonna have to I guess back up my words here. So anyways. Yeah, let's not do that, guys.
Yeah, let's not commit crimes. Also, let's not write songs about committing crimes and make it sound cool.
So, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without rapping about robbing ATMs when you're planning on robbing ATMs, then you're doing okay.
That's one of my favorite quotes. You should be arrested for just being dumb.
There you go. That is setting the bar. All right, coming up in just a couple minutes, the greatest rock and roll band ever tried to throw their support or help behind a struggling Major League Baseball franchise. Now, typically, we don't talk about Major League Baseball unless it's referring to something like about the bats, but this involves the greatest rock band of ever. So,
were they aware that they were a part of this mission, do you think? Or do you think this just happened and they were unaware of it?
Well, they became aware. All right, so typically, we don't pay attention to baseball that isn't related to the Louisville Bats in some sort of way, but this is kind of funny. So the Los Angeles Angels, right? Their baseball team, professional baseball team out of LA. Mm-hmm. They're heading into Wednesday's game against the Red Sox. 13-game losing streak.
Oh, no, that is not going well.
Listen, I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, and we ain't doing too good either. So, yikes. I mean, I get it. Listen, the team knew they were going to need to do something drastic to try to switch this. And for those of you who've been around baseball or maybe have a kid who plays or has played in the past, you know there's a lot of superstition that goes into baseball. There's rally.
Oh, yeah. There's rally caps. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of tricks that they try to pull out to try to influence the outcome of the game, right?
Yeah. So they decided to have every batter walk to the plate to a different Nickelback song. Now batting.
Save us and the greatest rock band in the world.
Now batting. Cleanup for the Los Angeles Angels.
Look at this photograph.
Yeah, it's so
genius.
Every batter walked up to a different Nickelback song.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Different one.
I mean, what better way to get you pumped up?
Right? So, Nickelback ended up posting about this on Instagram. And they said, look, take it one shift at a time. Play a solid 60 minutes. Keep your sticks on the ice and keep pucks in deep. I think they got the wrong sport, but it's all
they
right.
They did, a little bit.
Yeah. Can't rely on the goalie all night. If that doesn't work, we have some new tunes coming this summer. So they use that to kind of plug maybe a new Nickelback on the way. But yeah.
I love that they legit thought it was a hockey team. Like, you guys are so bad, we haven't even heard of you, but go team.
Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want.
So everybody's
wait,
like,
did it work?
Yeah, everybody's like, whoa, I mean, Nickelback had to have pumped these guys up, had to get them
it
to work,
had
right?
Had to have worked. Let's turn it around with Nickelback.
Ah, they ended up losing.
Oh, dang it!
Lost 1-0, their 14th straight.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Well, if maybe, you know, it wasn't a total blowout, you know.
You're right. They lost by only a run.
Okay, maybe they keep it up, and they'll eventually find themselves a win.
Or they change bands. Who knows? Maybe Nickelback wasn't the golden touch that they needed.
Or maybe they take a cue from Nickelback, and they start playing hockey instead.
Yeah, maybe they were just confused. Anyways, you can see more about this story up at WDJX.com. I'm pretty funny there on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Man, enjoy today and this weekend because next week, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team, it's going to be sticky. Sticky, thick, swelty, swamp-assy hot. That's what it's going to
be. It's going to be hot. Ooh. Ooh, it's hot.
Yeah. By the way, those tickets for Holiday World Splash and Safari still available up on our website to win. That would be a great way to spend the heat at Splash and Safari. Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I remember taking the kids when they were, like, small enough to be in strollers on, like, one of the hottest days of the year. And I'm telling you, we were walking so fast to get back to Splash and Safari.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Once we got there, it was like, oh, so refreshing. But, man, on a hot day, dang.
Yes. So, yeah, those to win, WDJX.com. Some new music out this weekend today. Halsey's got a new one called So Good. This was the song that she was kind of like fighting with her label about releasing, but
obviously, and they were all like, well, go viral on video or something and then we'll release it.
Yeah, and apparently they worked it out because it dropped today called So Good.
I'm here standing in the same dress. You're in your apartment. I'm already gone. When you left, I bet you had
yeah, there's a little bit of Halsey.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of Halsey, did you see what happened at her Maryland concert?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of back and forth about what happened, what didn't happen, what was intended, what was not going to happen. But
there was crazy video, though. I mean, it was lots of storms. There was flooding in the venue. A lot of people like were forced to hide in the bathroom. And then there were giant rats being kicked off the stage into the audience.
Well, and people were saying squirrels too. So
that could be. They looked like they were either gigantic rats or squirrels or some sort of varmints. And Halsey was tweeting all about it with her fans, and she was, you know, really disappointed that it had to be canceled. She was apologizing. She was upset with how the venue handled it and promised that she will reschedule, but somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, there was question as to
whether the concert was ever going to happen or if it was actually an 11th hour decision to cancel it. And that's
well, there are a lot of people in the venue.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see from the video and you can see the rats being kicked off the stage too. It's all up at WDJX.com. Kind of nightmarish.
Wild, right?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. Hopefully you have a great weekend this weekend. If you missed some of the shows this week, you can always catch up. We've got an entire week's worth of shows you can binge up at WDJX.com. Click win. Click listen. And you can go through and you can catch yourself up or re-listen to some of the craziness that happened this week.
Yeah, if you're road tripping this weekend, that'd be a great thing to get you through the drive.
Yep. Have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.